Title: Bounce a Switch Up for Timeless Roller Momentum in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build one of the most underrated weapons in jungle and old school DNB. The vocal switch up that keeps a roller moving, without ever breaking the hypnosis. The whole point here is simple. A classic roller doesn't stay the same. It evolves in little, controlled ways. So we're going to take a vocal phrase, chop it like percussion, sequence a steady yeah and a busier B, then bounce the switch up to audio so it hits the same every time, save CPU, and feels printed like it came off a record, not a laptop. We're working around 170 to 174 BPM, and I'm going to park us at 172. Step 0, set the session so you're not fighting the grid. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Set your loop bracket to 16 bars. Even if you're only writing a 4-bar idea, thinking in 16 helps you play switch-ups like a DJ-friendly phrase. And make sure you already have a rolling drum backbone going. Amen. Think. A two-step doesn't matter, as long as the groove is there. Today's lesson is vocals, but everything we do has to respect the kick and snare pocket. Step 1. Choose a vocal source that actually works for jungle. You want something short, rhythmic, and full of character. Spoken phrases, reggae snippets, rave MC one-liners, even a single word like inside or rewind. Shouts and breaths can work too. The key is that it can behave like an instrument, not like a pop lead vocal. Drag your sample onto an audio track and name it VOXS or C. Now warp it properly, because if the warp is wrong, nothing else matters. Turn warp on. If it's a rhythmic phrase with clear hits, choose beats mode. Try transient loop, and set preserve to 1/16 so it stays punchy. If it's longer or more melodic, then go complex pro, and keep an eye on formants somewhere around 0 to 20 is a sane range envelope around 128. Also, make sure the start marker is right. If you want it to loop cleanly, line it up so the phrasing makes sense at 1.1.1. This is that unglamorous step that saves you 20 minutes later. Goal here, the vocal should feel tight at 172 without smearing or flaming against the drums. Step 2, chop it into playable switch material. We're going to turn the vocal into hits you can sequence like drums. Right-click the vocal clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients. Create one slice per transient, and use Simpler. Now you'll have a drum rack full of vocal slices. This is the jungle mindset. You're not using a vocal, you're building a percussion kit made out of human sound. Go into the Simpler settings. Put it in classic mode. Make sure it's trigger for one-shots. Turn snap on. And add tiny fades, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, to avoid clicks. Little detail. Big difference. Quick teacher tip. Delete or remove the slices you're not using. A tight kit makes you write tighter patterns. If you keep everything, you'll tend to overfill. Step 3. Write the switch up in a way that keeps roller momentum. We're making two versions. First, a 4-bar or a loop. This is the foundation. Keep the vocal minimal. Think of it like seasoning. Maybe one or two chops, often at the end of bar 4, like a leading back to bar 1. A classic move is a short chop on 4 and, just to flick the energy forward. Then duplicate the clip and make a 4-bar B switch up. Same vibe, busier rhythm. Here's the rule. Add movement, not chaos. The roller is still king. The kick and snare still tell the truth. Try a 2-step style placement. Little chops on offbeats like 1 and, 3 and, maybe the pickup into the snare. But protect the snare. Snare is usually hitting on 2 and 4. And if your vocal stomps on that crack, your whole groove sounds smaller. Now for timing. Nudge some chops slightly late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds, especially your ghost bits. But keep the answer hits the ones that respond to the snare pretty tight. That balance is where the momentum lives. Anchors are locked. Ghosts are loose. Also, keep density under control. If the vocal is constant, the roller stops feeling hypnotic and starts feeling busy. The negative space is part of the rhythm. Step 4. Process the vocal so it sits like an old-school record. Group the vocal rack, or create a bus track, and call it VOX bus. Put your processing on the bus so it glues the chops together. Start with EQ8. High pass at around 120 to 180 Hz, 24 dB per octave. You do not need vocal low-end fighting your bass and kick. Then, if it's harsh, dip 2.5 to 5kHz by a couple dB, maybe up to 5, with a medium Q around 1.5. If you need a touch of air, add a gentle wide shelf around 10kHz, just 1 or 2 dB. Next, glue compressor. Attack around 3 ms, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Turn soft clip on for subtle thickening. This is about making it feel like one printed layer, not a bunch of separate edits. Then saturator. Use analog clip. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. And then trim the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. The point is that edge, that tapish bite that makes it feel like sampled vinyl or a resampled dubplate moment. Now add movement with echo. Set it tempo synced. Try 1/8 or 1/4 dotted. Keep feedback in the 15 to 30% range. Filter it hard. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Mix around 8 to 18%. On a roller, subtle winds. Then reverb. Short and dark, decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 ms, low cut 250 to 400 hz, high cut 6 to 8 khz, mix 6 to 12%, you want in the room with the drums, not floating above them. Extra coach note, treat the vocal like percussion, not a lead. A quick calibration trick is to loop your busiest two bars, turn the VOX bus down until you miss it, then bring it back, just enough that the momentum returns. Usually it should sit under the snare crack and only peek out on fills. Step 5. Automate a switch-up moment without losing weight. Indeed NB, the switch-up often lives in the last two bars before a phrase resets. So automate effects like punctuation, not like a constant wash. Try ramping echo mix from 8% up to 18% in the last half bar. Do a quick reverb spike on the final word. And if you want that classic lift, automate the EQ high pass cutoff slightly upward in the last bar like 120 up to 250, so it gets a little more telephone, then drop back to full for the reset. You can also do a tiny tape stop style moment, but keep it short, like an eighth note to a quarter note max. Any longer and your roller loses its forward drive. Step 6. Bounce the switch up to audio in Live 12. This is the part that makes it feel real. Printing commits the vibe. It also makes arrangement faster and keeps things consistent loop after loop. Option A is resampling, and it's the most fun. Create a new audio track named VOX Print. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Solo the Vox bus. And include returns if you want those effects printed too. Then record 4 or 8 bars of your vocal swish, like a performance. Now you've got audio with all that character baked in. Option B is freeze and flatten. Right-click the vocal track or group, freeze it, then flatten it. Clean, recallable, and great when you're confident you're done tweaking. Option C is exporting stems, if you want arrangement-ready files. Export selected tracks only, choose whether to include return and master effects, and render a 24-bit WAV. Extra coach move, print two versions on purpose. Do a dryish print with EQ, comp, saturation, minimal time effects. Then do an FX print with the big throws. Dry keeps clarity. FX becomes punctuation you can drop in for fills. Step 7. Make the bounce hit in the pocket. On Vox Print, turn warp on. For chopped phrases, beats mode is usually the right call. Now clean it up. Consolidate so the clip starts and ends neatly, and tighten the first transient so it lands exactly where it should. If it feels like it's fighting the snare, do not immediately start eking in circles. First, try nudging timing. The cleanest trick is track delay. Push the vocal later by 5 to 10 milliseconds. That tiny shift can make it suddenly sit behind the snare instead of on top of it. Also, after printing, check mono compatibility. Drop a utility on VOX Print and toggle mono. If it collapses too much, that's your reverb or echo being too wide. Fix it at the source by narrowing the return or reducing width. Then reprint. Don't try to repair a bad stereo image later. And if certain chops feel shy, use clip gain. Zoom into the waveform and boost individual regions instead of compressing harder. That keeps the edited, sampled feel. Optional Pro flavor. If you want hardware sampler thickness, reduce width to around 70 to 90%. Add gentle saturation, a tiny bit of redux like 12 to 14 bit. Then EQ a little boxiness out around 300 to 500 if needed. Step 8. Arrange it like a timeless roller. Think in phrases. Here's a solid template across a 16-bar section. Keep it minimal for bars 1 through 8. Then let the printed switch-up get busier in bars 9 through 16. Add one recognizable tag chop at the end of every 8 bars, or save it only for bar 16 if you want bigger impact. And for the second drop, you don't have to rewrite the part. Reuse the same print but change the character. Swap to the FX print only in the last 4 bars of each 16. Or change echo timing from 1/8 to 1/4 dotted. That reads as evolution while keeping identity. If you want a darker, heavier angle, try roar lightly on the vocal bus, or as a parallel return that only distorts the mids from about 400 HC to 5K HC. Send only accent chops to it. Clean plus nasty at the same time. And if you want that classic Jungle 2 voices vibe without extra takes, duplicate your MIDI clip. One chain normal pitch with a tight envelope, the other pitch down 3 to 7 semitones with a darker EQ and slightly longer decay. Alternate them every bar. It sounds like a call and response between two MCs, but it's one source. Common mistakes to avoid as you do all this. Don't make the vocal too dense. Bass is part of the groove. Don't use complex pro on sharp chops if it's smearing transients. Beats mode is your friend for rhythmic material. Don't rely on random live modulation if you want consistent switch-ups. If it's right, print it. Don't let the vocal fight the snare in the 2 to 5K HC range. Carve that area if needed, and don't let stereo width mess up the center. A roller wants a strong middle. Now, a quick 15 to 20 minute practice run to lock the skill. Pick a 1 to 3 second vocal phrase. Slice to MIDI. Make a 4 bar A that's minimal, and a 4 bar B that's a switch up. Process on a VOX bus with EQ8, glue, saturator, and echo. Then resample 8 bars into VOX print. A then B. In your arrangement, every 16 bars, drop B into bars 15 and 16 to push momentum into the reset. Your success check is simple. When it loops back to bar 1, it should feel more inevitable, not more confusing. Recap.